Paula Cabello and the Young Thugs, Havana on Today FM. Before that, Imagine Dragons and Thunder. It's Al Porter here with you until 2:30 this afternoon. 0874100102 for any comments or texts. The WhatsApp is free. Al, if you're going to dress like Polly, you may as well do the whole show in character, says Alan. I somehow don't think that that's going to wash. Do you, Pamela?
No,
it could be the most irritating thing to happen on Irish radio since I started doing Irish radio. I like this now. I was just looking at these kind of Mary Robinson things that are going around the internet on Twitter and articles on Independent Online, things like that, because it was on this day in 1990, 3 years before I was born, however, that the people of Ireland went to the polling booths and we elected our first ever female president, Mary Robinson. Now, according to my mother and anybody that ever kind of lived through the period of Mary Robinson being the president, she was probably the best one that we ever had. Now, my own Mary was Mary McAleese, and we loved her. She visited my primary school. And I think you got a visit from Mary Robinson at some stage in your life, didn't you, Pam?
I did. I think I was about maybe 6 or 7. I was delighted.
Yeah.
Amazing woman.
But she was running as the people's president. She was a Labour candidate. Not to be political, but goodness knows what went wrong with Labour since then. But anyway, she was endorsed by Dick Spring, who is my dad's doppelganger. And not everyone, I just thought it was interesting, was happy that she was running at the time. So hindsight's 2020, and we all go, oh yeah, Mary Robinson was the best that we ever had. But in fact, at the time, there was a group, apparently. I'm coming to this like a history lesson, I just can't believe it, called the Family Group, who called Mary anti-family. And they said things like, I've got a little sheet that Clon the Vinini or whatever they're called, the Family Group, say, Mary Robinson wants to give homosexuals marital status and for homosexuals to be on par with the natural family. In another part, now these are all bad things, according to the Family Group. Another part, they say, Mary Robinson has campaigned for the introduction of abortion and has shown her years to be anti-family and has no respect for our sacred constitution. Interesting, but Mary Robinson's leaflet describes her as a president with a purpose. But I just think it's mad. I think it's important to maybe just think about it. That looking back, it is amazing that her objectives have been followed through by people who had the same foresight and the same plans. She's just ahead of her time. We voted in and legalised same-sex marriage. We're getting ready to vote on the Eighth Amendment of the Constitution. We consider ourselves progressive and open-minded now. It's interesting that Mary wasn't always lauded as one of the best that we ever had. Anyway, music on the way from Hudson Taylor, The Cardigans and The White Stripes. I'm going to be playing Car Kitchen or Canteen, where you get to decide the last song of the show. And Agony Al is on the way, where if you have a social quandary or issue in your life, let me know and me and the listeners will try shed some light on it for you. Not to mention, because I'm dressed up like this, I'll give an Al's Pal to whoever has the best inappropriate dress story. More on that in a while.
Standing in line to see the show. Today FM with Al Porter. FM.